Stop 3, St. Margaret's Church.
Continue down the hill into Church Street to St. Margaret's Church.
The first place of worship in Swinton was a Norman chapel of ease to Woth Church, built in about 1200 AD on the site of the present church hall. The small chapel was dedicated to St. Mary Magdalene and was finally pulled down in 1815 before the construction of the new church. The two Norman arches were preserved and moved to the new churchyard when the Victorian church was consecrated in 1817. This church of St. Margaret was destroyed by a fire in 1897, although the tower survived. The body of the new church was built around the tower using stone from local quarries at Mexborough, Darfield and Houghton Roberts. The church was consecrated by the Archbishop of York in 1899. In the churchyard there are a number of graves that belong to locally important and famous people. Among the graves in the churchyard are those of John Green, founder of the Don Pottery, the Bramfield family, founders of the Rockingham Pottery, Alfred Liversidge, Harry Crossley, and P.C. John Q, who was killed in action, being shot twice by the Backhouse brothers after responding to a call in which he was told the brothers had a loaded revolver. Swinton War Memorial is located within the churchyard of St. Margaret's Church. The memorial was unveiled on the 11th of September 1921 by Earl Fitzwilliam and was dedicated by the Bishop of Sheffield. Originally, the memorial was to be unveiled in June 1921. However, due to problems at the local colliery, this was postponed to the aforementioned date. Costing over £1,300 to build, the money was raised by public sponsors. Earl Fitzwilliam kindly donated the land on which the memorial was built. The memorial was designed by architect Sir Reginald Blomfield and built by Messrs. Tyas and Guest. The memorial contains the names of 203 soldiers lost during the First World War and a further 48 lost during the Second World War. Those names include Thomas Norman Jackson, who was awarded the Victoria Cross. An extract from the London Gazette dated 27th of November 1918 describes why Thomas was awarded the Victoria Cross. 20810 Lance Corporal Thomas Norman Jackson, 1st Battalion Coldstream Guards, for the most conspicuous bravery and self-sacrifice in the attack across the Canal du Nord near Grincourt. On the morning of the 27th of September 1918, Lance Corporal Jackson was the first to volunteer to follow Captain C.H. Frisby across the Canal du Nord in his rush against an enemy machine gun post. With two comrades, he followed his officer across the canal, rushed the post, capturing two machine guns and so enabled the companies to advance. Later in the morning, Lance Corporal Jackson was the first to jump into a German trench which his platoon had to clear, and after doing further excellent work, was unfortunately killed. Throughout the day, this NCO showed the greatest valour and devotion to duty, and set an inspiring example to all.